Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson. And sometimes we just need to get out of the gate. There's some kind of freeing, kind of exhilarating anticipation that comes when you first, you know, the bell rings after school, right? Or maybe the Friday is happening and you're a 9-to-5er and you're going for the big weekend, right? I could think of it like, you know, when a concert starts and they open the gate and you rush to maybe get that front row seat. Or even, you know, as my sons have played football at a bigger stadium this last few years, you know, as a photographer, I go over the gate or go through the gate and I get to go out on the track and all the other people are back in the bleachers and I get to be down there by the football team. And there's some kind of psychological kind of just opening when I get through that gate and I'm in the wide open space. So this might pertain to you personally through, you know, just maybe even a relationship that needs healing, or you might be planning a wedding or a graduation party, right? Or you might have an entrepreneurial idea where you're going to be breaking ground for a new building or cutting the big ceremonial scissors and the ribbon of a new website or business. Maybe it's a new book idea. Whatever it is, first of all, we need to get to the gate. You don't just wake up and you're at school. You don't just wake up and you're at the concert, right? When I went to see U2 in Chicago from Iowa, there was a lot of, planning that went along with meeting my friend, bringing my sons, getting the tickets, driving. And then even when we got to Chicago, the traffic and the maneuvering and just getting there, getting to the gate where my ticket was a lot of trouble. But there's something about just getting through that gate when you have a ticket, whether it's a theater or a sporting event. And so I want you to think of things in your life that you're getting to the gate on and just figure out what it takes to get there. Okay. It may not be the right time for you yet. You may not be ready. You might have the budget or the date might be there, but you're working towards that opening, that breakthrough, that event. And then that day, there's that exhilaration, the planning and the hard work and the visioning and the teamwork and the cooperation comes through. So there's really two parts here, getting to the gate and getting out of the gate. And sometimes we just keep thinking about an idea. We procrastinate about a dream we have and we're like, well, someday when all the circumstances are perfect, I'll get out of the gate. No, you need to get out to the gate somehow. So for example, in my own life today, I was able to pre-schedule some books for publication on my birthday, July 7th, that are rough draft form now, and I was able to upload those to the Amazon KDP system, knowing that hopefully, Lord willing, by the time of my birthdays, those titles, I got the covers designed and the information in there, those titles will be moved along better. I'm getting out of the gate on that project, not waiting for the last minute. I'm doing all I can now to plan for that. I got the rough draft loaded. I got everything loaded except for the final draft. And then that release date on my birthday, July 7th, will be getting out of the gate completely into the open field of the market, of customers, of readers, of that, you know, that announcement time, that baby announcement, that wedding announcement, that new idea announcement type thing. So I just think the phrase getting to the gate and getting out of the gate are two separate things you can kind of assess where your ideas, your goals, your dreams are, relationships. Again, you might need to work on forgiveness with someone. You might have a spiritual goal. You might have a goal to read the New Testament. Well, to get out of the gate, you need to read Matthew chapter 1, and it's going to be the more boring chapter of all the chapters in the New Testament, okay? So maybe you start with Hebrews instead, okay? Think of a baby step. I mean, it's funny that this comedy movie, What About Bob, had this book by Richard Dreyfuss's character, Dr. Leo Marvin, called Baby Steps. And maybe there's actual books out there in psychology called Baby Steps. I'm sure there's some really good psychology that goes into it. But of course, in the movie What About Bob, Bob, who was played by Bill Murray, he's just walking baby steps to get on the bus because he's got these phobias, right? So what will it take for you to get to the gate and get out of the gate with your dreams, your goals, your aspirations? I hope this pep talk, this motivation is will serve you as inspiration in your goals and dreams. Take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.